Blog Talk Radio.
World War II Navy veteran, design project engineer on the A-4 fighter jet, author of 6 books, a feature film in development based on his upcoming memoir, inspirational speaker, and blogger. Declared legally blind, nothing stops him from accomplishing his Christian missions and spreading God's word through the written word and his nationally syndicated worldwide radio show. Welcome to America's Man of Vision radio program. Here is your inspiring host, Franklin D. Murdoch.
Welcome. Welcome, all my friends, family. Man, that's quite a day today. If I hadn't received a call about half an hour ago, I'd have not been here on a show. I forgot all about it. So, and I don't have anything prepared like a written document or something that I can't read anyhow without my glasses. I know my magnifiers and projecting them. My macular degeneration is, you can just figure that I'm blind when it comes to reading anything. Boy, even a checkbook. it's a very difficult task sometimes to get things together. Today's environment is such a jumbled hodgepodge of lots of things. Politics, spiritual work, legal things. It's worse than it was when the Pharisees had charge of everything. But anyhow, I tell you that one jot and two, I'll give you a point, just a point of interest. One jot and two. It says the hour has come. It's over. It's all done. Well, what does it mean? It means that the end of our existence here is soon to change. That is, the second coming of Jesus Christ to set up his kingdom. Now, we know it got to be at least not less than 7 years, because that's the time that the Antichrist will be involved and in charge, and he'll have an effort before Jesus comes to put an end to his carnage, I'll tell you, and save what remnants we have here. It's real, folks. It's real. I want you to be prepared. If you can, put on the whole armor of God. Understand what it is that you have to do. You can't just sit on your duff and figure that God's doing it for you. He did it. It's all done. It is finished, yes, but it's things that have to be done by you. And you better find out what they are. Keeping me alive. 94 years old. I live in an assisted living retirement center. We're under quarantine because there's a flu epidemic, a virus of some kind that has attacked the neighborhood, and in this place particularly. We have a number of people hospitalized and with symptoms of the flu and pneumonia. That's all I know. And so they put us under quarantine. And I can't leave my room unless for some reason they bring the food to you. We have service to have food brought to us 3 times a day. There are times when I had to go to the hospital. I had to go to the doctor yesterday. I'm getting a series of expensive shots to have increase my hemoglobin, my blood count. And it's undone now, so next week, instead of having that test, having a shot, I'll have my blood work taken and go in to see the doctor to get his results and what his opinion he can do and what we're going to do from here on out. My problem is that if I don't do that sort of a thing, I end up in the hospital having to have transfusions. That condition has been my demise since I've had heart surgery, and that they put mechanical heart valves in, two of them. But I'm alive, and I praise the Lord. An awful lot of people that have ailments of one kind or another, and disabling ailments. A lot of arthritis ages on elderly people. And I'm 94, but you think I don't give thanks to God for what I have? Thank Him every day, every morning. But we have something ahead of it. I have something important to tell you. I am writing on the back of something I've already done and make a publication and a book, and it'll be out sometime in 2015. I'm not sure when, but I think it'll be out this year. I haven't got a title for it yet. It's just an update on my log that I've kept ever since 2007 on my living in one of these establishments and keeping a log of my retirement age, what I face, what I do, and I'm no different than you are. You may not be worried about the future. You may think that when you retire, you're going to have made a golden rule, a rainbow, a bit at the bottom of the rainbow, and a golden pot. No, I'm afraid you have something to learn. It's a little more than that. And I've written a book that I need you to read. I want you to read, because I want to prepare you, get you prepared for what you are going to have to face. The best is yet to come. God tells us in His writings without any equivocation that in the end of this age, at the transition time of Jesus coming back and setting up His kingdom, we'll have to go through perilous times. And they will be perilous. In fact, we're in them now. That means that situations we see, catastrophes, etc., so forth, can even get worse. Weather-related, storms, earthquakes, political fallout, legal changes. I'm thinking about things like this country where we passed something that made it illegal for a child to have the Bible in class or open their class with prayer. Discipline. We have to have discipline to ourselves and to our children. Spare the rod, and spoil the child. So we need what we talk about, a rod. But you look it up in the Hebrew dictionary, it means switch. So if you don't spank your children or don't discipline them in line with God's word, and you too with them, you're going to lose your family. They'll fall apart. And in the transition age, I'm not going to predict anything. You have things to worry about. Oh, worry can only make distress. Not worry about it. I don't mean that I want you to worry. No, I want you to rule over that worry. I want you to be in command. And not subject of Satan, the devil, and things that will tear you down or bring you into a stressful situation. They want to be able to be a honest representative paradigm of our Lord Jesus. Where from me, I can give you an example, I hope, through his help, a blessing of all of his love and all that he has. I've got some working on the unity of faith and the oneness of spirit, soul, and body. Spirit, soul, and emotions, missions, purpose, wife. God's point of view is that you would change it into one, as one flesh, be in unity of faith, and be together. That's what he's put in line for you. Oh, I know people, I guess you do too, that don't fit into that air carrier. They're having a problem. Yeah. God created this part of the world, set it up. We have freedom of religion, freedom of thought, freedom of, and now legally we take it away from ourselves. I hope I don't run out of words here, but I wish I could put on some music once in a while and let you hear something that's worth listening to. I don't have it. Anyhow, the thing that we want to do now, I want, not for myself. I don't have any desires to be have accolades, praises, getting myself wealthy. My only thing in getting money, it'd be God's money that I expect him to tell me how to be a steward of that money. I really do. I enjoy it. But there are many, many worthy causes, if you will, throughout this world that could really need and could use a little encouragement and help. So I get a gain financially that I'm dedicating it all to the control of my Lord Jesus. I, at 94, don't have any wants. I'm blessed. I don't. The biggest thing I wanted and got and got them is a pair of shoes. But and I've had trouble getting them. Mail orders, I've had trouble getting them fit. I can't get down to the store that I want to get to and the shoes, try them on. So I have a problem, but not an impossible problem. I praise God before you, for he is Lord of all, King of kings and Lord of all. Yes, and he's coming back to rule for a period of time to teach us all and weed us all, the weeds, separate those that have do not fall within the accepted level of God from those that do. I think that the Bible calls it separate the goats from the sheep. Because there's so much, oh man, If I had the vocabulary, the things to tell you about, I can tell you one thing. Go to 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. No eye has seen, nor has ear heard, nor anybody, any person alive, put to his or heart the wealth, the riches, the things that God has in store for those that love him. Now, you may love the Lord, but you're not doing anything about it. You've got to be careful. You are a subject to be victimized. But anyhow, if you put the full armor of God on, if you don't know what it is, get your Bible out and start reading. Put the full armor of God on and stand and occupy until he returns. I guess I preached enough, but it's so important to you. I'm writing something, and I hope I can get it published. I think I can. We've got 7 years, I know, at least of that. So I will get it published and released as soon as possible. It'll be on the tails of my journal that I have kept, and update the journal once in a while. I just finished it last year, updating the journal of senior living and all the things that retirement brings to you, including the joy and pleasure of our grandchildren in this world, and the money that you've made to give you the ease and comfort. But elderly people, those more than just seniors, the situation involves that they can't be operative without help. They need help. Medical help, physical help, mental, it's emotional, but it's, you need help to navigate through one day. Retirement, beautiful. Elderly age, people that are 100 or more, or just in the 90s, people in the 80s. Some of the people in their 80s and 90s are incapacitated with disabling malfunctions. And that should not be. God does not want any one person, not one, to be destroyed or lose his place in the dignity of life. Okay. I wish I could sit down and talk with you. I can't. I here in California, nice weather, beautiful sunshine. I was in the 80s, but frequently in the 70s. Seldom below 60. Oh, dear. Yeah, look at my life. And I've looked at it here since I've been in this retirement center. And that's been since 2007, after losing my third wife. Being a problem with deteriorating sight level, macular degeneration, impossible for me to navigate and live alone in this world. I had, you can go hire a health giver, you can get married again. You know, when you get older, certain parts of your body wear out. They don't work. You're not much good to anybody. But compassionate love, the essence of God's love, buy my book or books. The best is yet to come. And the accompanying book, From Alpha to Omega. With those two books, I attempt to be for you a true picture of what is in store for us. Promised us the land of eternity. Yes, he promised you eternal life. But now I'm going to take exception to that. Anyway, what is life? Life, according to the scripture, is being in concert with God. To be disconnected from God is death, even though you're alive. People that we know are walking dead people. Nobody separated from God will ever enter into the realms of heaven. Life is really Jesus. He is life. Without him, you have no life. Jesus, though, when he went to the cross, and he says it's finished, he gave up all that he had to pay something, the ransom, for you to live in the future golden age of utopia with God, Jesus, the Holy Spirit, the triune God, forever, never wanting. No diseases, no thing to cause any discord. I beg you, just want to, because God has gifted me. God has really gifted me, and I'm aware of it. With the ability to write and also to speak. And I have dedicated myself to serve him in any capacity he desires me to work in. I want to remind you of something. I don't know. I'm going to have to take a look at this and look it up. I think it's one of the Corinthians. So when you come to God and accept the Holy Spirit, you cease to live for yourself. You have a master. And you have your body, it's been talked about, being the temple of the Holy Spirit. You have to live differently. Look at life completely different. But I tell you, it's peaceful. It's joyful. It's knowing. Not believing something, but knowing. Knowing it. Knowing God, one to one. Your Lord Jesus, one to one. The Holy Spirit, one to one. No. You never convince me differently. Because I've had experiences that runs the gamut. Miraculously healed in the hospital and at the snap of the finger. Came in and I had refused to sign a release document for him to do a myelograph on me, because I felt better, I felt healed. Well, he said, in that case, I'll discharge you. He did. And the next day, I was in that hospital because of a freak accident that happened to me on the golf course, playing golf with my three older brothers. But when he released me the next day, I couldn't walk while I was in the hospital. They would take me by gurney down into a room for therapy treatment. Changed. And I left that hospital one day, and the next day we went out and finished that golf game that we had messed me up. Now, the experiences I've had and the experiences with knowing Christ, being aware of his presence, being aware of Satan's presence, know who you are, know where you are, know where you're going. Buy my books. I'd give them to you. I could. I can't afford that. I was over at the doctor's office Monday getting a shot that I need every week for 4 or 5 weeks. And there was an elderly woman in there talking about it. She started talking, and I happened to have one of my books that I've written, from Alpha to Omega. I said, would you like? She said she'd be flattered, so I gave her the book. On the way out, she came to me and said how wonderful it was. She'd never met anybody like that. I know giving it away, they're going to do more good for them getting the message of God, not me. Getting the message of God this day to day, and look for next week. And start anew. I'll have new news for you next week, and I'll be able to tell you that I am going to be on top. Those of you who need my book, I promise to give you my book, my family. You will have it. I love you. Take care. God loves you. Bye. I thought we had someone to sign me off. I guess I don't. The time, 10 seconds left. Honey, we'll see you next week, thanks. Next week, God willing, we'll be together. Good night.